broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March 15th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is our one of two and our goal to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by our founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Wow, there's so much news going on. It's just shocking when I look at how much news, how many details. The problem that we face, ladies and gentlemen, really is trying to figure out what's the most important. You know, what do you really focus on? What do you really give credence and attention to? And really, the more news they release, the harder that discussion really is. Because you've got to siphon through all this stuff. You got to say, man, what's important? What would we focus on? Why would we focus on it, right? Etc. Anyway, we'll get into it all as the broadcast unfolds. Hour one, I've got a lot of news for you today. Hour two, Brighty on TV and Ben Swan. Yeah, of Truth in Media, also known Sovereign.media. Remember, we played his clip a couple of days ago about the vaccine reality in Russia. We talked a lot about a bunch of this stuff, right? Truth about U.S.-funded biolabs in the Ukraine. Great, great broadcasting from Ben Swan. Anyway, he'll be my guest second hour. The good sheriff, Sheriff Mack, is traveling to Arkansas, getting ready for a cranked-up training there with sheriffs and deputies and great people all over the country. Just tremendous training going on. And then I'll be doing not only the Sheriff Mack show by myself with Ben Swan, but I'll also be doing the Posse broadcast today with Jack Mullen. So that'll be coming up as well. We just have so much going on. It's amazing, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's crank off a recap of yesterday's show, shall we? We had our guest on, Mr. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, ronpaulinstitute.org, and had a great time with Lowell. We talked about the sacred role of state and county delegates. I don't know if you know, but last Tuesday, the Republican Party caucuses were held in 2,500 precincts across the Olympic State. Now, ladies and gentlemen, these duties are a sacred trust, to say the least. And Lowell really talked about the importance of a delegate, the sacred role of the eyes and ears, if you will, of the people. Understand that the precinct is the most local level of government you can get. That's why there's 2,500 precincts just in the Olympic State of Utah alone. And that's why that's where we can make the biggest difference. When it comes to challenging vote fraud, the precinct is where to go. Going to the courts and having the states deal with it. Look, they've been involved in vote fraud forever. The courts have ignored vote fraud forever. The states have perpetuated vote fraud with their mail-in balloting and everything else. All right? The truth is the local precinct is the best place to fight that. Just imagine if there were 2,500 precincts challenged by two or three Americans per precinct. You would have a serious, serious challenge. And if each precinct were made to account, but the delegates elected at the precinct really become the eyes and ears of the public as well. They can vet candidates. They can research candidates. They can interview candidates one-on-one with an open mic and really get to know the heart and the mind and the decisions of and the history of each candidate, and then can provide, as Lowell Nelson is doing in our area, literally provide a spreadsheet with details about each candidate to where, hey, my research becomes dead easy now. Number one, I got to use my gut. What do I think and feel about this candidate? Number two, I'm going to review, say, Lowell's spreadsheet and get the vetted report on the candidates, if you will. And then I'm going to go ahead and do my own research on top of that and say, hey, what do I find personally? And then I'm going to do as Lowell did. I'm going to rank the issues of importance. For example, to me, I've mentioned to you guys many times on the broadcast, I believe the pro-life stance is one of the most important issues in modern times. If you can't protect the most innocent among us, the babies, if you can't give them right to life, then folks, you know what? You're not going to protect my life, my liberty, my property down the road, are you? I'm just a hated conservative talk show host. You see what I mean? All right, we talked about a true conspiracy in modern propaganda. Connor Boyack does a phenomenal job breaking down. This week marks 60 years since a horrifying conspiracy was attempted against the American people. It was done on March 13th, 1962. Our top military leaders formally proposed killing Americans and blaming it on Cuba. Let me say that again. In 1962, our United States government planned on killing Americans, blaming it on Cuba in an effort to incite domestic panic and outrage. JFK rejected their proposal, which was nicknamed Operation Northwoods. Go study it. Look it up. Connor Boyack is exactly right. What a shame that is. Ladies and gentlemen, Connor Boyack then documents literally how politicians and the media manipulate our emotions to achieve mass acceptance of some idea and or direction they want us to take. You see how everybody's trying to get you to pick sides for the Ukraine against Russia? Now you say, well, wait a minute, Sam, Russia's the invaders. This one's easy. It's not so easy. They've been fighting for thousands of years. Is this latest invasion justified? I don't think so, personally, no. But does that mean we, the United States, need to be right in the middle of these two sovereign nations? That's where I, again, think absolutely not. All right, we also talked about Evan McMullen running for office against Mike Lee. He's a deceiver, ladies and gentlemen. Do you see the similarities between Mullen's new campaign ad and the Northwoods operation proposal? Both employ deception to achieve a specific desired outcome, right? So when you look at the China-Russia situation, same reality. We talked about sanctions kill innocent people and also destroy our liberty. Jacob Hornberger wrote a great article about this very topic, ladies and gentlemen. He says, so much for the rights of freedom of travel and freedom of association, as well as the right to spend your own money any way you want to. Yeah, they're just shutting us down, sanctioning, controlling. Why are we sanctioning Russia? Well, Sam, because the evil Russians went against the Ukrainians. I understand. But do you think sanctioning is going to help? Forcing China to pick sides is going to help? Do you think using NATO against Russia and China, escalating war, do you think that's going to help? See, I personally think we should lead by opening up fair trade, not free trade, but fair trade. Opening up fair trade and saying, hey, we would really like to encourage the Russians to knock it off. This is serious. And I think we could get a whole lot more with milk and honey, right, than the sledgehammer, so to speak. And I don't think that we're wise at all. I think we're opening up a can of worms here. Russia, China, it's going to be disaster. When someone applauds the imposition of sanctions on another country, we hope you will stand up and stand against such a warlike and myopic action. It's destructive, folks, of life and liberty, both to the country we're talking about that's targeted, say in this case Russia, and to Americans here at home. Why do I say that? Well, look at the gas prices. You can say, well, Sam, it's not just Russia. Well, it's a bunch of things, but it's Russia, and we're going to block imports, but we're also not going to produce our own because you can't do that. It's an environmental disaster. You put this all together, and it spells trouble for we the people, right? Why not lead by example? Why not use milk and honey? Why not use kindness and diplomatic relationships? And why don't we just be a light on a hill and set the example, you know? Anyway, that was hour one with Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, doing a phenomenal job always on your radio. Next guest, equally star-studded, if you will, Dr. Scott Bradley, his lifelong goal and collegiate series to match, to preserve the nation. His website, freedomsrisingsun.com. Check out his weekly webinars. Their Q&A's on the Constitution and everything else. They're incredible. freedomsrisingsun.com. Anyway, we talked with Dr. Scott Bradley about a neurologist explains the dangers of daylight savings time, folks. The time for daylight savings time is long gone. The hazards of daylight savings time have been documented, from sleep deprivation to accidents on the road to mistakes in the workplace to children suffering. Just wow. But, of course, we can never do anything to get rid of it, they say, right? You just got to have this forever because Congress can't act on anything except for spending us into oblivion. They can act on that, right? We also talked about supermodel Hailey Bieber, Justin Bieber's wife. She was hospitalized with a reported brain condition that doctors believe could be related to COVID-19. Ladies and gentlemen, she's vaccinated, right? So my first question is, did the jab cause these stroke-like symptoms for her? She's only like 25 years old. And you got to kind of wonder about that, don't you? You just go, wow. But they're not mentioning if she's vaccinated or not. But I think she's vaccinated because they went to an event where vaccination was required. But, of course, how do you dig into that, huh? But they're not mentioning a word about it because I believe that the vaccine caused her injuries. Quick pause. You're listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable live.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
As you all know, Roe versus Wade has resulted in some of the most permissive abortion laws anywhere in the world. For example, in the United States, it's one of only seven countries to allow elective late-term abortions, along with China, North Korea, and others. Right now, in a number of states, the laws allow a baby to be born from his or her mother's womb in the ninth month. It is wrong. It has to change. Americans are more and more pro-life. You see that all the time. In fact, only 12% of Americans support abortion on demand at any time. Under my administration, we will always defend the very first right in the Declaration of Independence, and that is the right to life.
All right, Kay Ivey in Alabama, ladies and gentlemen, signed a constitutional carry bill into law that allows permitless concealed carry, and that's good news. We also talked about, as the world focuses on Russia's invasion of Ukraine, others are worried that China will copy Putin's plan and invade Taiwan. Will that happen? I don't think so. Why? Because China's wise, and they're not ready for all this stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Are they above invading Taiwan? Of course not. They're communist Chinese, remember? Okay, so I'm not saying they're above it. I'm just telling you, they're smart enough to know the timing's not right. We talked about a worrisome crisis unfolding in Africa, by the way. Militaries have launched successful coups in five countries and have attempted to do so in four more in just since 2020. Wow. Five coups and attempted four others. That's 9 coups, attempted 5 since 2020. We talked about the Doritos maker removing chips from bags. And they're going to keep the bags at the same price, but just have less chips. The Dorito company claiming inflation is the problem. You know? Inflation, that's the real problem, don't you know, they claim. Very, in my opinion, strange. All right, newly released FBI documents, ladies and gentlemen, link Saudi spy in California to the 9/11 attacks. Whoa, you heard me. Yeah, looks like the United States knew that a Saudi man, right from the beginning, helped 9/11 hijackers. It turned out to be a Saudi Arabian spy. Yeah, the FBI quietly launched an investigation into this. The man claimed to be nothing more than a Saudi aviation official who just happened to help these jihadists without realizing it. But that appears to be now false. The alleged aviation official was really a Saudi spy that reported directly to a Saudi prince. Yeah. Wow. Now listen carefully. I guess that Saudi prince was an influential ambassador in Washington and a close friend of President George Bush and other top U.S. government officials. The FBI concluded 5 years ago that there was a 50-50 chance this guy knew ahead of time what was going to happen. But the FBI refused to go public with its findings. But now it's the centerpiece in a series of revelations coming out of a newly declassified FBI report that could shed light, they say, on the perplexing mystery. Now, heavily redacted, of course, the report is. It reports the most direct link between the Saudi government, the secretive royal family, and the team of 19 operatives who were the keys to the terror network that did hijack 4 jetliners on 9/11/2001. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me explain the problem. This is where you just cannot trust your government. Article from USA Today, ladies and gentlemen. That's where this article comes from, okay? Think about this for a minute. 2001 till now is what? 21 years, ladies and gentlemen? 21 years. All right, now, Ron Paul was in Congress, okay? And Ron Paul said the Saudis were responsible and that we shouldn't go to war with Iraq at all. And everybody mocked him and laughed and ridiculed and, ha, 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 Ron Paul's just a goofball. 21 years later, the government admits they knew right from the start that there was a Saudi spy tied to a Saudi prince who was great friends with George Bush and top brass in the United States government. And then that, hey, this guy had aviation capabilities. Okay. Now they say newly released FBI documents link Saudi spy in California to 9/11 attacks. 50-50 chance he knew of terror plot. Think about that. Now, where do we go with this? Because why isn't that guy in Guantanamo Bay? Right? Now, the interesting thing about this, the man claimed to be nothing more than a Saudi aviation official. But the guy was really a Saudi spy. Okay? Now, here's the question. Why would the FBI, one, research this for like 15 years, and then 5 years ago refused to let us know about it? See, the problem is the FBI has got a credibility crisis like you would not believe now. You just can't trust them for nothing. Right? In recent days, as a centerpiece of a series of newly declassified documents, we get all this stuff. Right? Now, I don't know where you deal with this, but it gets worse. All right, without any fanfare by the FBI or the Justice Department, it shows intelligence officials concluded in 2017, 5 years ago, that this spy not only helped these hijackers find housing in San Diego, but he had advanced knowledge of their deadly plans, 50-50 chance. Now, listen to me carefully. The FBI kept this information secret, refusing to tell congressional investigators. The 9/11 Commission and the more than 10,000 American citizens who had signed on to a massive federal lawsuit that seeks to link Saudi officials to 9/11. Now we're reaching out to the Saudis and everybody else to try to increase oil output. How do you respond to this? Right? How do you respond to this kind of news, folks? This is what I mean by there's so much information. How do you know even what to report, right? But you got a Saudi spy that literally had close ties to a Saudi prince who had close ties to George Bush, right? Wow. Then the government kept this secret and didn't tell the 9/11 Commission? Didn't tell the congressional investigators? Wow. So you really got to think about this. And you got to ask yourself a question. What accountability will there be for the FBI just simply thumbing their nose at congressional investigators? What about this Saudi prince and this Saudi spy and this ambassadorship in Washington, a close friend of George W. Bush? Is George going to be in trouble? Remember George back in the day came on the news and said, hey, if you're not with us, you're against us. Remember all this? And then, so now it turns out that George had ties to the people likely involved in training and providing what? Comfort and aid to the enemy? I mean, looking for housing for them? So this spy has ties to the prince, has ties to George. And then George says, if you're not with us, you're against us. Does that mean George was against us? And does that also mean, what does it mean? Does it mean that we should be arresting George Bush? Newly released FBI documents literally proving that the government, the FBI, literally withheld critical information from the 9/11 investigative team, the 9/11 Commission, and congressional investigators. Right, this California spy, Omar Al-Bayomi, I guess it is, not only helped several 9/11 hijackers to find housing in San Diego, but there was a 50-50 chance, advanced knowledge of their deadly plans. For years, FBI covered this up. So now, if you're not with us, you're against us. The FBI's against us. The Justice Department's against us. Hang tight. I got more. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable live, nationally syndicated, global reach talk show.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A suspected serial killer and shooting of homeless people in New York City and Washington, D.C. was arrested early Tuesday in the Capitol. Police say is currently being interviewed at their homicide branch, and additional information will be forthcoming. They'd also like to thank the public for all their tips. With gasoline prices in the United States hitting all-time highs since President Biden's self-proclaimed war on oil, inflation, which polling shows to be Americans' top concern, is also now at a 40-year high under the Biden administration. In an attempt to curb inflation, the Federal Reserve is expected this week to begin raising interest rates for the first time in 3 years.
Rationale is going to be that the Feds are indeed going to have to continue to stay on track to some extent with their rate increases, although they may just do that a little bit more slowly.
Matthew Johnson's the owner of Johnson Wealth on TD Ameritrade Network. USA Radio News.
We're out of the brand name, but we do have the generic version.
Serene's Pharmacy can't keep up with allergy season.
Who's next in line?
They need certified technicians to alleviate the headache.
Ma'am, I'm so sorry for the wait. We'll have your prescription filled soon. I need some help.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets for MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the radio listener square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
As inflation is at a 40-year high and employment has jumped back to normal levels, lawmakers want to give out more free money.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi hopes to start working on a COVID relief bill this week. More than $15 billion in additional COVID relief was stripped from a larger spending bill last week after bipartisan objections. Pelosi called herself very disappointed during an event in New York City. The White House saying new COVID funds are urgently needed. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
More details on actor William Hurt's death.
And William Hurt, the Oscar-winning actor, best known for his performances in Body Heat, Kiss of the Spider Woman, Children of a Lesser God, Broadcast News, and The Big Chill, has passed away. He was a few days shy of his 72nd birthday. Hurt's son, Alexander, said in a statement that his father died peacefully at home in Portland, Oregon, from complications from prostate cancer. From the USA Radio Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
USA Radio News.
With you live, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. There's just so much news, so much to cover, so little time. The FBI scandal is beyond imagination. Literally newly released FBI documents. Saudi spy in California literally had ties to a Saudi prince who literally was a Saudi prince that was an influential ambassador to Washington and a close friend of George W. Bush and other top U.S. government officials. What do you think of that, folks? Now, intelligence officials concluded in 2017 that this California Saudi spy, Omar al-Bayoumi, not only helped these several 9/11 hijackers to find housing in San Diego, but there was a 50-50 chance he had advanced knowledge of their deadly plans. Well, that's bad enough to say, okay, this guy, you know, whatever. But now they have ties to Bush, ties to other top officials, ties to a Saudi prince. They knew it at least 5 years ago or more. For years, top FBI leaders and Justice Department officials kept this information secret, not only from you and me, the public, but refusing to even tell congressional investigators, ladies and gentlemen. The 9/11 Commission and the more than 10,000 American citizens who signed on to a massive federal lawsuit that seeks to link Saudi officials to 9/11. Now, the findings in the FBI report are coming to light now. Just as the Biden administration, what? Wants to go ahead and make oil and gas deals with the Saudis? Wow. How do we respond to this? Right? What do you think? How do we deal with this? You want my opinion? We need to absolutely take off the gloves and start arresting these thugs from George Bush all the way down. Okay, you can't have George Bush have ties to a Saudi prince who has ties to a spy who has ties to the 9/11 attacks and helped. And 21 years ago, this happened. And George said, if you're not with us, you're against us. And we will absolutely seek and find and prosecute all the criminals involved. And now we find out your FBI and your Justice Department knew about it and lied and covered it up and then literally withheld information from congressional investigators. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how it gets worse than this. I don't mean to be rude, but I'm just saying, and now we're going to go, hey, Russia is invading Ukraine. Wait a minute. We literally had our president of the United States and top government officials with literally ties to a prince, with ties to a spy, with ties to all kinds of mischief. But yet, hey, we didn't get to the bottom of it. In fact, 21 years later, we're hearing about it from declassified documents. And these declassified documents are still redacted 66 ways from Sunday, which means you don't even understand the whole of it. What has been redacted now? This is the other push. In addition to prosecuting all these criminals from George Bush on down, this is what they used as a pretext to take us to war with Iraq, right? And now they're like, golly, well, you know, hey, the Justice Department, the FBI didn't feel like the congressional investigators or the people suing or the should know. Ladies and gentlemen, your government has gone so criminal. We're now invading the sovereignty of other nations, pretending we have the moral high ground. Have you lost your mind? Now, remember, Ron Paul pointed out that the Saudi government had ties to this right from the beginning. I'm telling you, I remember reporting live when 9/11 unfolded in 2001. And literally right after that, Ron Paul came on record and said, hey, I don't know why we're looking so hard at Iraq. The Saudi government was in bed with this right from the start. And everybody mocked and said that Ron was just completely clueless. They didn't call it fake news at the time because nobody had been peddling the fake news narrative at that point, right? But literally they mocked Ron and went, oh my gosh, he's just such an old goofy man. Ron's just goofy. You know, Rush Limbaugh used to make fun of Ron in kind of a drive-by media attack that, you know, Rush coined, but then he participated in as he unfairly, wrongly attacked Ron Paul, who had the goods and had the truth from the very start. But while Ron Paul was telling you the truth, your FBI and your Justice Department was lying to you and covering it up with ties all the way to George W. Bush. Wow, ladies and gentlemen, where's the accountability? The answer is there ain't none. All right, ready for the next barn burner story? Hey, do you know who Jenny Thomas is? Or Jenny? I don't know how you say her name. G-I-N-N-I. Jenny? Jenny? Thomas? You want to know who that is? The wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. Well, anyway, Jenny Thomas attended Donald Trump's rally January the 6th, 2021, that preceded the Capitol, what? They say riot. It wasn't a riot. It was a government provocateur event, right? Think about that now. So now you got Jenny Thomas attending this. She told the Washington Free Beacon that she attended. That she was there and that she attended the rally. Do you think, let me ask you a question, do you think that Jenny Thomas is an insurrectionist? Along with the Donald? Or do you think the reality is, the real truth is, the honest truth is, that everybody intended for a peaceful event and government provocateurs ran this off the rails? And now when we expose how off the rails it is and how involved the government is with provocateurs and all this stuff, well, the FBI and the Justice Department, those are the same ones that protected George Bush regarding the 9/11 scandal. And they literally covered it up for 21 years. And now these are the same people that are involved going, yeah, the bad guys were at 9/11. Who were the bad guys at 9/11? Well, we're going to get to the bottom, but we're going to get them. If you're not with us, you're against it. Well, it turns out that, hey, these people all have ties to George W. Bush. And now we turn around and go, wait a minute, we invaded Iraq over that? But the FBI and the Justice Department knew and literally withheld information from congressional investigators. And literally now, today, we want the FBI and the Justice Department to get to the bottom of January 6th. Because, golly, there were terrorists out there. There were people who meant to do harm to the country. Who were they? Same people with ties to the president of the United States, maybe? I don't know. Don't think that I'm asserting that I know, because I don't. But what I do know is this. The provocateurs are running around free. And the FBI and the Justice Department, when questioned on the stand before Congress, will not answer. Which means, do we have another reality where they're just simply withholding evidence and facts and information from FBI investigators? From congressional investigators? Is that what the FBI is doing now? Is Jenny Thomas one of those people that's, a problem? Is Jenny Thomas one of the insurrectionists that they're speaking of? If you ask me, of course not. The idea is absurd. I would say it's laughable if it wasn't such a serious hint of an indictment by inference. Guilt by association? Is that where we are today in America? Instead of the innocent until proven guilty reality, it's just guilt by association. Ginny was involved with Trump, and Trump and Thomas, they're conservatives, and man, Clarence Thomas is a Uncle Tom wannabe, and by golly, we gotta, and then they go on down the line. Ginny Thomas, the wife of Supreme Court Justice, was at the Trump rally January 6th. She meant peace like, in my opinion, the rest of them. Wow. All right, ready for the next headline of interest? Elon Musk. The guy's just a goofball, begging for headlines like you wouldn't believe. Challenges Vladimir Putin to single combat. Yeah. He says he challenges Vladimir. He does it on Twitter and says stakes are the Ukraine. So you got this whacked out guy, Elon Musk, that's like, hey, what I want to do is fight Vladimir, and we'll have a duo, and whoever wins, then the Ukraine government will be in the mix. Elon, you're an idiot. What good is it going to be for you to challenge Vladimir to a single combat, doing it on Twitter? This is nothing more than you trying to get coverage for yourself, man. You don't have any knowledge or value. It wouldn't do any good for you to take on, well, Sam, we're doing this, trying to get people to understand the absurdity of what's going on. Whatever you're saying, I don't know. But here's what I do know. Absolutely bogus, Elon. Why don't you, instead of challenging for more war, why don't you focus on peace? Jenny Thomas going to the Trump rally and Elon Musk trying to have a one-on-one combat with Vladimir Putin while the FBI and the Justice Department flat out lie. Ties to George Bush. I mean, what the heck's going on, folks?
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. FreedomFactor.org.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it's just the news coming out is just shocking. Everywhere you look at it and you go, what in the heck is going on? I mean, you just can't hardly even deal with it. Okay, so now you got this Thomas lady, Jenny Thomas, attending Trump's rally. Why do we find this out? Listen to me. It was January 6, 2021, that rally happened, right? Let's see. January 6, 2022, that's a year. February, March. Why are we finding out that she attended the rally literally 14 months later? Well, Sam, because she said so on TV now or whatever. Okay, fine, but you're literally going to let the government and the media lie to us and be like, oh, man, insurrectionists and Trump supporters. I mean, my golly, these guys. And you're going to let it go on for 14 months before you admit that, hey, one of the Supreme Court justices' wives was there, and she's the one that has to admit it. Okay, now Elon Musk challenging Vladimir Putin to a single combat on Twitter. Hey, the prize. The stakes, if you will, are the Ukraine. I wouldn't let that happen regardless. You could say, well, Sam, come on, this is all in fun. You know, it's kind of like these boxers or these MMA fighters. You know, hey, someone like Sam Bushman challenging them to a fight. It's all to get media coverage and attention. That is what it's about. What a dishonest waste of time when people's lives are really at stake and people are literally dying. People are literally refugees fleeing from countries. International battles are at stake over this stuff, right? Now, the U.S. doubling down here against Russia. Sanctions doing everything but putting people on the ground. War provocateur agenda by Joe. Just out of control. The proof of the pudding is now, I guess China went to Russia before they invaded the Ukraine and said, hey, will you help us with some military might here? And I don't know what China did, but I don't think they went along, at least not publicly. They might have on the back side handed stuff to Russia. I don't know. But here's what I do know at this point. I can't trust my government leaders to tell the truth at all. Remember, that's the FBI and the Justice Department that didn't tell us for 21 years that there was a Saudi spy who had ties to a Saudi prince who had direct friendship and ties to George W. Bush. So let me get this right. A Saudi spy and a Saudi prince has greater access to George Bush, my president, than I do. All right, but then, you know, we find all this out, and now these are the guys that are going to get to the bottom of this. The U.S. warned China that it will face consequences if it supports Russia's invasion of the Ukraine. Yeah, after reports that the Kremlin asked Beijing to supply military equipment. What do you think of that, folks? Meanwhile, they say talks between Moscow and Kyiv, however you say that, resume today. So you got China and Russia talking. You got Russia going to China before this ever happened. Now you got the United States trying to really strong arm China. You think it's a good idea to sanction Russia and strong arm China when the economy is in doldrums over the COVID shutdown and everything else already? You think that's a smart thing to do? See, we are, in my opinion, on somewhat of a suicide mission. I mean, Joe is nuts. Joe's literally crazy, right? Literally crazy. What on earth is Joe Biden doing? We should be setting an example of kindness and leadership and peace. We should be the light on a hill. What do you think? Should Hillary be prosecuted for what she did to Trump? Yeah, she spied on Trump, and hey, she's the one that fueled and funded the legendary alleged dossier against Trump, which turned out to be bogus. Should the FBI be prosecuted and the Justice Department be... Wait a minute. Hold on. How do you prosecute the Justice Department? Can anybody tell me how you would prosecute the Justice Department there? Right? How do you handle that? Turns out that schools got record money from COVID. They're even having a hard time spending it all, says USA Today. Can you believe this? They passed out so much money that the government doesn't even know how to deal with it. The schools don't even know how to deal with it. Schools got record amount of money, federal money during COVID. They're having a hard time spending it all. But yet we are so far in debt we can't see straight. This is what I mean by too much news to even cope with, right? Think about it. Schools got record amount of money during COVID. They're having a hard time spending it all, USA Today. I look at these news headlines and I just go, are you kidding me? How do you respond to this kind of stuff? How do you literally respond? Now, it turns out the Republican Kentucky Senator Rand Paul put forward an amendment on Monday that would eliminate Dr. Fauci's role as director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. He says, we learned a lot over the past 2 years, but we've learned nobody should be dictator in chief. To ensure that effective, unscientific lockdowns and mandates are never foisted on the American people again, I've introduced an amendment to get rid of Fauci. They say this will create oversight and accountability into a taxpayer-funded position. So while the schools are getting record money from COVID where they don't know how to spend it, while Fauci's lied to us, we the people are literally trying to say, hey, how do we get rid of Fauci? How do we stop this? Well, Rand Paul, as far as I can tell, the only one with the guts to really work on this, right? Yeah. It's crazy, right? But that's what's going on. Amazon's temporarily closing a Seattle, Washington office. Why? Due to an increase in crime, including shootings and carjackings, Bloomberg reported. So now it's so bad in Seattle, so bad near the, quote, temporary city of Chaz, that, I guess they're closing down. Amazon temporarily closing a Seattle office. Since February 21st, there's been at least 3 shootings, etc. It goes on and on. This is Bloomberg. What do you think of that, folks? Of course, Trump said he would help out and stop the criminal activity going on there. But, of course, the whacked-out liberals didn't want to do anything about it, right? That's right. They didn't want to do anything about it at all, really. They just said Trump's crazy. We're not helping. We're not going to have any help from Trump, right? Wow. Now it turns out that India may accept an offer from Russia to buy its crude oil and commodities at a discount after the U.S. announced that that it would ban Russian imports. What the heck? Now, does that mean India's taking the wrong side and now we got a threat in India? Right? After the U.S. announced that it would ban Russian oil imports? So you think about that now. Are we going to literally threaten India? I don't blame India for accepting an offer to get discounts on very expensive commodities. Do you? What do you think? Is that a problem for you? In my opinion, it's a serious problem. It's a huge problem, isn't it? Wow. It's hard to even know how to respond to this stuff. This is what I'm talking about. Do you blame India? Well, yeah, they should stick with the United States and with NATO. And why, may I ask? Well, because we hold the moral high ground. We're the honest guys. Wait a minute. New release documents, FBI spy tied to George Bush about 9/11. What? See, it's hard to deal with this, isn't it? It's hard to even respond. Schools getting record federal money to the point where they don't even know how to spend it. But we're literally $30 trillion in debt. Right? Think about that for a minute. And it's just, this is what I mean. I don't even know how to respond to a lot of this news. The headlines that I have this hour just make you go, whoa, wait a minute. India may accept an offer? Wow. It's hard to know what to think. Right? It's just like, what are we doing? I don't know, but I'm fearful we're going to go to war. Not because we need to go to war, but because Joe Biden is so foolish. He might literally get us into a war, man. Right? It is just beyond imagination what's going on, in my opinion. I don't know how to respond to it because it's so, do we have any choice to rein in our government without going to war is the real question now, right? Think about that. Can we literally deal with this in America without going to war? I mean, literally in the last year, the last 12 months, I have caught government in so many lies, it's not even funny. It's not even funny. And if me catching them in those lies wasn't bad enough, but they're literally telling you that I'm the terrorist, that I'm the domestic threat, that I'm somehow the problem. I mean, can you even deal with this? Anyway. I know I've repeated myself a bunch of times on the program today, but I really want to hammer home what I'm saying. When you have newly released FBI documents tying George Bush literally to 9/11 by association, when you have a Saudi prince literally doubling down and helping with a spy, and then you have the government, FBI, and Justice Department covering it up, you got to go, whoa, wait a minute. And then we say the U.S. is going to warn China they'll face consequences if they side with Russia. But then we hear that schools got record money and now we're in debt to our eyeballs with inflation. And now Amazon temporarily closing due to violence. And now Republican senator trying to get rid of Fauci still. India may accept an offer from Russia. You realize we are absolutely off the rails. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. God bless. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. Simulcast with Bridie on TV. God save the Republic.